From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Carl Smith.
I thought I'd seen pretty girls in my time, but that was before I met you. I never saw one that I wanted for mine, but that was before I met you. I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. I thought I could never be blue. I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved, but that was before I met you. I wanted to ramble and always be free, but that was before I met you. Woman would ever hold me, but that was before I met you. I thought I was sweeping the world by the tail. I thought I could never be blue. I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved, but that was before I met you.
Thank you, folks. This is Carl Smith speaking for all the Opry gang and saying that we're mighty happy to have you with us tonight. Grantland Turner, call off the roll, will you?
All right, Carl. Coming up on tonight's Grand Ole Opry, Cousin Minnie Pearl, the Jordanaires, Del Wood, Chet Atkins, the dancers and fiddlers, and all the gang.
Yes, sirree, and we're dusting off the welcome mat sort of extra special for a fellow who's zooming right into the Grand Ole Opry Hall of Stars with some great recordings. Our guest tonight, Benny Martin. Everybody's chomping to go tonight, and I'm not the one to stop them. Here's what I mean. A great big welcome to the Jordanaires.
Well, working on a building. It's a true foundation. I'm holding up the bloodstain. Banner for my Lord. Will I never get tired?
I'll never get tired.
I'm working on a building.
Working on a building.
I'm going up to heaven.
Going up to heaven
to get my reward.
Get my reward.
Well, I'm working on a building.
Yes, I'm working on a building.
It's a true foundation.
Yes, it's a true foundation.
I'm holding up the
bloodstain. Holding up the bloodstain
for my Lord. Will I never get tired?
I'm working on a building.
I'm going up to heaven.
I'm going up to heaven to get my reward.
Well, I'm working on a building.
Yes, I'm working on a building.
It's a true foundation.
It's a true foundation.
I'm going up high
and low. Bloodstain
for my Lord.
Bloodstain,
oh, child, I'll never get tired. I'm working on a building. I'm going up to heaven. Going up to get my reward.
I'm working on a building
for my Lord.
I'm going up to heaven, oh Lord, to get my reward. My reward. Well, I'm working on a building. It's a true foundation. I'm holding up the banner for my Lord. Oh yes, well, I don't get tired. Building on a building for my Lord. I'm going up to heaven to get my reward. My reward.
Carl, do you know that every week for many years, the Opry has been heard by more people than any other show of its kind?
Why, sure, Grant. Just like Every week, Prince Albert is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
Yes, that happens week in and week out. You see, pipe smokers approve PA's natural tobacco taste. They know Prince Albert is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And they really like the way PA's own special process holds and heightens the rich, natural flavor of the Mellow Ripe Choice tobacco. So for cool, comfortable smoking pleasure, they naturally choose PA.
Another thing they like is PA is because it's been crimp cut to pack neat and firm in the pipe and gives you a smooth, long-burning smoke.
Say, all you pipe and makings men, why not enjoy the extra pleasure of PA's natural tobacco taste? Next time, ask for Prince Albert smoking tobacco and see why it's called the National Joy Smoke.
Of all the folks in country music, the fella or the gal that we admire most is the one who starts off right at the bottom and slowly but surely rises to become a country music star. No flash in the pan sort of thing. And our guest tonight is just such a fella, a longtime member of the Grand Ole Opry team, a fella who has moved straight up under his own power to become one of the big new stars of country music. So what do you say we give a very warm hello to our own Benny Martin? Benny, it's very nice to have you on the Grand Ole Opry. I want to say welcome to the Opry, but there's no use saying that because you are the Opry, you know?
Well, thank you, Carl.
I hear tell that you've been on a long string of personal appearances here lately, Benny.
That's right, Carl. We had a lot of fun, met a lot of folks who like Grand Ole Opry music.
Well, sir, you've got a whole bunch of them right in front of you here, so how about turning loose on your Mercury Record version of Lover in the Town, would you?
Here it is.
They call me the lover of this downtown town. Every night I take a new girl around. We'll make every duke joint in this town. They call me the lover of this town. I'm looking for a new baby, sweet baby in town. Looking for a new baby that's waiting to be found. I'm looking for that sweetest doll in town. They call me the lover of this town, town, town. Every night I take a new doll round. We'll make every duke toy can be found. They call me the lover of this town. Oh, when you see me walking down through town, I'm just as free as an old town. There ain't no one woman gonna tie me down. They call me the lover of this town. They call me the lover of this town, town, town. Every night I take a new way round. We'll make every duke toy can be found. They call me the lover of this town. They call me the lover of this town, town, town. Every night we take a new doll round. We'll make every duke toy can be found. They call me the lover of this town.
Ah, that was Benny Martin and terrific, Benny. Hey, here's some mighty terrific fiddling being served up for dancing purposes. So what do you say we all join in and take a turn at Mississippi Sawyer, Dale Potter?
Hey, come away, old man.
Well, sir, that was a lot of fun, but now you dancing folks all rest easy for a bit. In fact, let's all relax and spend just a moment with a fine sacred song called Wait a Little Longer, Please Jesus. Wait a little longer, please Jesus. There are so many wandering out in sin. Just a little longer, please Jesus. A few more days to get our loved ones in. Here the labor is so hard, and the workers are so tired, and our weary hearts keep yearning for a rest. And with mine we're getting anxious to be in that happy land where we can know such peace and happiness. But wait a little longer, please Jesus. There are so many wandering out in sin. Just a little longer, please Jesus. A few more days to get our loved ones in. Thank you, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Well, sir, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Carl, isn't it true that to build something perfect, you've got to have the right materials?
Grant, that holds true with anything. You take a making cigarette to roll a perfect cigarette, you need the right materials, like Prince Albert smoking tobacco and OCB paper.
Uh-huh. P.A. rolls easy, it smokes mild and tasty. You know, nature herself put the flavor in P.A., and Prince Albert's exclusive process holds and heightens the rich, natural flavor of the choice tobacco. You get honest-to-goodness, natural tobacco taste in every making cigarette.
What's more, P.A. is crimp cut for easy rolling. It won't blow around or dribble out the ends.
So, fellas, roll your next making cigarette with Prince Albert, taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's a test. The Pro's Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
One of these days we're going to find out exactly who invented the piano, because I'll bet anything he had no idea that one day the piano would produce some mighty fancy cutting up music. That's because the black and white keys are being played by Del Wood going to town on Are You From Dixie? Del? Thank you, Dale. That was real great. Well, sir, this is the time of year for new hats, new cars, and new fall colors. But right now is the time for something never changes. I'm talking about the fun of talking to our gal Saturday, the gossip of Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
I'm just proud to be here. Well, sir, I tell you, I had a good time this afternoon. Cora, I went to the football game.
You did?
I had the best seat right behind the goalpost.
Well, Minnie, why do you want to sit behind the goalpost?
I just love to see all them fellas come running towards me. Well, you know, Blubber Bascom, he's a real good friend of ours up at Grinder Switch, and Blubber and his wife, they ain't what you might call real thin, so they decided last week they'd go on a diet. Lizzie Tinkham went on a diet. She kind of overdone it. She looks like her bones are fixing to kick off the covers. But you know, Blubber and his wife, they went on a diet, and they stayed on that them bird food and lettuce leaves for about a day and a half, and all of a sudden Blubber hollered at his wife, and he said, "Throw some pork chops and gravy and taters on that stove." And she said, "But Blubber, what about our figures?" He said, "Figures? What's good is figures if you ain't got the strength to move them around." Pretty much the same way myself. Well, says old Carl, I didn't tell you this, but Uncle Nate Bob, there's a real pretty teacher teaching up at Grinder Switch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you ought to see her. She looks pretty.
I would like to.
And Uncle Nate Bob, even, he went back to school for about a day.
He did.
That old codger, he ought to know better than that, oughtn't he?
He should.
He got expelled, though.
He did.
He kept a sneaking out and taking him a big gulp out of a thermos bottle he had with him.
Out of a thermos bottle?
Uh-huh.
What was in it?
Well, I don't know what was in it, but every time he'd come back in after taking a gulp out of that thermos bottle, he'd say, "All arithmetic problems are on me." I think it is some of that school whiskey he was going after. You know what school whiskey is?
No, what school whiskey, Minnie?
Two drinks and you're in a class by yourself. Doctor at Grinder Switch, too. He's a MDA. That's money down in advance, is what he is. And you know, Aunt Ambrosie took Uncle Nabob to that there new doctor and says, "I want you to pull some of Uncle Nabob's teeth." And the doctor said, "Lady, I'm just a throat specialist. I'm not a dentist." She says, "Well, the throat specialist, what I want, that's where his teeth, I knocked them down there, right there." But we don't really need a doctor at Grinder Switch, though, Carl.
You don't.
I wish you knowed how healthy everybody was at Grinder Switch. You know what the death rate is at Grinder Switch?
No.
One to a person. That Grinder Switch is the healthiest place. We got a Grandpappy Bustrom is one of our youngest citizens. He's 112.
Oh.
Yeah, he is, too. I know him. And I'll tell you now, and he goes horseback riding at 112 every day of the world. Except the first 2 weeks in October. He don't go horseback riding.
He goes horseback riding every day in the world except the first 2 weeks in October.
He don't go horseback riding.
Well, why don't he go then, Minnie?
Well, that's when the fellow that lifts him on and off goes on his vacation.
Oh.
Bye now. See you next week.
Thank you, Pearl, old girl. She sure is a sight. Well, sir, Pearl's a sight, but Benny Martin's a good sound. So what do you say we have another song from Benny Martin, huh? Benny, you heard the folks.
I did, Carl, and I appreciate it very much. Folks, I have a song we have on the Mercury label I'd like to do for you called Whippoorwill.
Calls for his maiden far over the hill. but he hears no reply. Where, oh, where did she fly? Raccoon, oh, raccoon. Where, oh, where can she be? Hoot owl, hoot hoot. Who took my love from me? I saw in the moonlight the one you speak of. She left on the wing with her new love. Whippoorwill, whippoorwill. No more with her can you fly. Whippoorwill, whippoorwill. Where, oh, where did she fly? Heartbreaking cry. Whippoorwill, poor Will.
That was real great, Betty, and all the luck to you too, boy. Coming up right now is the best doggone guitar that ever crossed our path at the Grand Ole Opry or anywhere else for that matter. Let's hear it from Chet Atkins. All Chester. Friends, this week 12,000 people will meet in Chicago to save your life and mine. That's right, the National Safety Congress will do everything they can to cut down on accidents, but in the final analysis, it's up to you and me to reduce the terrible toll of injuries and deaths on the highways and schools and homes and working on the farm. So let's all support the work of National Safety Council by driving carefully and observing all the rules of safety. And now we'd like to flip that record of Before I Met You over to the other side and do the ballad that you'll find there. We hope that you'll like Wicked Life. I don't care what you've been, it's just what you are today. We'll just turn our heads when idle gossip flies. After all is said and done, in my heart you're still the one. We can live and love in spite of wicked lies. The memory of your past cannot forever last. So chin up, darling, dry those pretty eyes. For I won't no one but you, no one else will ever do. We can live and love in spite of wicked lies. Why they want to hurt you so, dear, I'd like to really know. Are they jealous of the love they couldn't hold? For I know it isn't true, all these things they say of you. And I know your love is true as finest gold. The memory of your past cannot forever last. So chin up, darling, dry those pretty eyes. Your world has fell apart. There's a new one in your heart and a place for you in spite of wicked lies. Well, sir, that old fiddle tells us that we're going to have to say goodnight to all you nice folks. We sure want you to be on hand next week, the same place and the same time. We'll all come calling for you, old buckboard. When our special guest will be Miss Jean Shepherd. Until then, this is Carl Smith saying thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
It's all new. It's the wonderfully different, all new Cavalier cigarette with a new blend. It's the king-size smoke with a king-size taste.
That's right. That's the special wonderful fact you'll notice when you light up a new Cavalier. It tastes just great. It's a really great smoke.
You win plenty with Cavalier's new blend. Plenty of naturally rich taste. Lots of fine, fresh flavor that draws so easily through the cooling extra length of top crop tobaccos.
Yes, the flavor's all there. Lots of rich, smooth, natural tasting flavor. You enjoy fine taste puff after puff, smoke after smoke.
Today's the day to discover the fresh, wonderful taste experience of all new Cavaliers. You'll find them in a brand new pack, too. A bright, bold, smartly designed pack in red, white, and gold.
When with new Cavalier, the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.